This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from the Radio Cab Foundation, presenting its second annual benefit golf tournament, Saturday, July 8th, 9:30 a.m. at Heron Lakes Golf Course. Proceeds go to assist hospitalized children and disadvantaged families in the metro area. Registration and prize information at radiocabcares.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
The only TV station that was broadcasting continuously into the military accommodation, the eating areas, the living spaces, even on the ships, was Fox TV. And that, I'm sure, had an effect on the way people regarded the environment in which they were working.
Today, a rare conversation, not with a conventional media critic, but with the former British Royal Navy spokesperson during the 2003 Iraq invasion.
When there's a press briefing with American forces, where all of the media are invited to attend, it's a sit rep on the operational situation. But as Al Jazeera go into that briefing, they're stopped by a US officer and said, "No, sorry, not you guys. You're a channel with a reputation." Now, perhaps it's my British sense of fair-mindedness, but it does seem paradoxical that we're inviting the rest of the world's media in and we're not too concerned about them, but the Arab media can't come in because we're concerned about their reputation or about what became the new four-letter word, their bias, one way or the other. And that struck me as entirely counterproductive to trying to win this war of ideas and explain who we were.
Today, a Democracy Now! Exclusive with British Lieutenant Commander Steve Tatham on losing Arab hearts and minds, the coalition, Al Jazeera, and Muslim public opinion. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Today we spend the hour on the media and military in a time of war. We bring you a Democracy Now! Exclusive with British Lieutenant Commander Steve Tatham. From November 2002 to May 2003, he was the head of the British Royal Navy's media operations in the Northern Arabian Gulf. He served as the British Navy's spokesperson in the critical months leading up to, during, and after the launch of the Iraq invasion. He was responsible for war correspondents embedded with British troops and for responding to the flood of media inquiries during the invasion. He worked alongside U.S. military planners in the Gulf, coordinating the huge media campaign that foreshadowed and accompanied the Iraq War. Steve Tatham has written a book published in the U.S. called Losing Arab Hearts and Minds, the Coalition, Al Jazeera, and Muslim Public Opinion. In it, he exposes the U.S. military's handling of the Arab media and its treatment of journalists from the Arab world, in particular from Al Jazeera. He says the U.S. military ignored the Arab media and demonized them through repeated accusations of anti-Western bias. In this exclusive hour, we spend the hour with British Lieutenant Commander Steve Tatham. We interviewed him at his home in Hampshire, England, in March. I began by asking him about the title of his book, Losing Arab Hearts and Minds.
We had the opportunity since 9/11, I think, to make great strides in the Arab world and public opinion. Immediately after 9/11, the United States had considerable sympathy from some rather strange quarters, people like Syria, people like Iran. And I think that there was a moment there where we might have capitalized upon that. But unfortunately, we lost that moment. The Iraq War came along, and we didn't explain ourselves properly to the Arab world during the Iraq War, and we are today where we are.